great shirts. Not this one. No. No, not this one. Hey! Hey! No. Fucking.
Woo! Spring break!
Oh, welcome to the mailiest of mailies in Thursdays, people. Ah, in hot water Thursday. Get those stamps because after this, we're off for a week, right? We're off for a week. Got nothing to do. Really gonna focus on doing my taxes. Can't even say that with a straight face. And now they have money they can take from me. We got Ben in studio visiting from Nova Scotia. Garrett was quick to point out who's from Nova Scotia, Garrett.
Sarah M.
Sarah McLachlan. And while we're building that mystery, me and Garrett before the show made some wise investments on the Masters, which starts today. That's a little thing called golf. It's like hockey on ice, you Canadian fuck. And we have this Tiger Woods, or as you call him, colored fella. And you can bet. How much did we risk?
Total?
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah, so we risked 100 to win to win 90, right?
80.
80.
Yeah.
80. So we risked 50 each to win 40. That Tiger will get a eagle somewhere on the course. So basically you're saying how many par fives are there? They're like
four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four par fives. He gets to play them 8 times in the next 2 days, and if he makes the cut, fucking what's that? That's 16 times.
Oh yeah, he's got to make the cut.
Yeah, if he doesn't make the cut,
damn it.
I bet this last year and Tiger didn't get an eagle till the last hole. So that's gambling. There's nothing better than gambling. And I also put some money on that Tony Finau guy who last we saw was popping an ankle out of socket last year at the par three. So that's gambling, people. If you don't gamble, I don't know what you do with your day. Ooh, I raise my children. Ooh, I go to work. Ooh, I go to the church. And no, you gamble.
You didn't finish the church thing. Where do they go to the church?
They just go to church.
Well, you said at. And then you were.
What did
like,
I say?
I go to the church at, and then you just made another ooh noise.
Is that what I said? Why do we have a memorial picture of John over there?
What do you mean?
There's a picture of John over here. Look
translate.
Oh, did someone send this in? Is it like an in memoriam, or did we take it down? Are we even allowed to show? There you go. What happened to, have you seen? I'm going to put this on a milk, Torelli, milk carton, hustle. All right. How you doing there? don't help me with this. Don't help me now. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Oh, dude, I'm delicious, man. Just living the dream.
Excited?
I don't know. I think...
Week off full pay!
Little footnote to that. No pay. We don't get paid for the week.
What?
I get paid. You guys don't?
Yeah, I get paid. You don't?
No. I'm assuming I don't.
But we got full pay.
All right, I think you're in for a bit of a surprise there, but not my business. Not my business.
Okay. I'm excited. I was up coughing at 2 in the morning. Wife thinks I have emphysema.
And you only had 2 cigars yesterday?
Yeah, but I had a throat thing on the weekend, so I probably shouldn't be smoking. Then this morning I got here early and smoked across the street because I figured she wouldn't smell it on me when I got home.
Now, define throat thing over the weekend. Because when Garrett said he had a throat thing over the weekend, he showed up with a lot of loose cash. It was weird.
Oh. Well, I had a sore throat and I was coughing a lot, and I think I gave it to my wife and my daughter who got very ill. So that couldn't be emphysema because that's not contagious.
No, that sounds like AIDS
or
throat
cancer.
But I woke
up at 2 in the morning and coughed for about an hour.
Right.
And then fell back asleep for a couple hours. And then this morning was in the shower blowing my nose extremely loud, and my wife said she thought the ghost of her grandfather was taking a shower because it sounded like a foghorn.
Now... does having all this congestion, does it help when you aggressively cough on people who cut you off?
Yeah, I didn't cough on anyone today. I was just getting angry on the internet.
Right.
There was a guy that didn't like Jews and he was a muzzy.
The guy that you sent me the link of?
Yeah, probably. But I'm just excited because week off full pay.
Sure.
With the full pay, with that bonus, I'm going to build a pool in the backyard. And
now, did you get
Christmas bonus is coming.
Did
and
you
I'm
get
hoping Bill Murray's brother delivers it.
And it's going to be the Jam of the Month Club? Is that what it is?
Was it jams?
If I know you said Bill Murray, but you
Spring
mean...
Spring Break!
If only we had an air horn. I think you meant Chevy Chase and Christmas Vacation, correct?
Spring Break!
There we go.
Oh, yeah!
And you said we're hanging
back. Up. It's 9:06, and if you haven't already, that means it's time to whip out your dicks.
I don't think that's exactly
pull
correct.
Your dongs out for throngs out. You pull your dick out, we'll give you a throng. Oh, yeah, spring break. We're going to be live in Cabo raping and having sex with donkeys.
Now, Randy,
if you come and see us at Senior Frogs, yeah, we'll let you eat some dog.
I was going to say hunt some nogs.
Oh, Garrett, we got to pack our cocaine and take it. There's probably no coke in Mexico.
Definitely not.
All right. Hey, new guy, do you have a passport?
No.
All right. Garrett, do you have your passport?
Of course not.
Looks like I'm going to Mexico solo. Or as they say in Mexico, solo.
You said the same.
That's right, it's solos for cholos. Bring us a red solo cup, we'll bring you a Mexican gang member. Solos for cholos. Spring break! What's up, Gene?
All good things, man. So I'm
guessing going to Mexico.
So spring break is actually your busy time, but you really like what you do, Randy.
We go down to Cabo. The guy's got no passport, so I printed off some fake paperwork for them.
Sure.
I'm going to Google some fake ID and show it to you and show you what it looks like, and hopefully we got no problems getting them across. Oh, this next jam. You're going to love it. Fucking good time. Oh, love spring break. You guys remember last year we went, we did a whole bunch of Viagra and had sex with those guys?
Randy?
Hey, Gene!
Not important.
Party rock is in my house tonight.
Randy, do you do Cabo every year? Do you rotate?
Every year, bro. We go to Sammy Hagar's Cabo Hotel.
And you do the Cabo Wabo tequila?
Garrett got your passport all printed up.
Can we... Garrett, you're going to Mexico as Jason Bourne. You think that's really going to work?
What? That's me.
That's Garrett.
You're really giving yourself a little bit of... So, really, you think you look like Matt Damon?
Pretty close.
All right, let me see new guy's passport when you get
all
a
right,
second.
All right, we're going to work on new guy's
I'm
passport.
I'm sure that one's fine.
Just typing one out on my printer computer thing.
Now, is it possible... You don't think you're going to get any, you know, second glances when Garrett tries to get...
I don't think Randy has a problem. We fly out of Wilmington, we know everybody working security, and it is not an issue.
You do the little airport on Route 13 in Newcastle?
That's the one.
No, I live there for a
transfer
while.
Transfer there to Miami, and then boom, next thing you know, Cabo San Luke.
So you don't even really need
every
a
every day I'm shuffling.
They're already on spring break. See that? That's how that works. That's how that goes, Kenny.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Ben Ken.
Yeah, got new guy. He is from California.
That's not a passport. That's a driver's license. Let me tell you two things the problem with that. Okay, just gonna spitball here. One, it's a driver's license, so that's gonna red flag him. Two, you have an incredibly white guy, and you make him look like a terrorist. So really, that's a lot of problems. They're going to know it's not him, and they're going to wonder why he chose to look like a terrorist in his driver's license.
And let me see what else I can drum up then.
And by the way, you didn't even put a name on it. Didn't even put a name on that. So when they say, what's your name, they're going to be curious as to why there's no fucking name on his driver's license, which isn't even, and at that point, they'll be like...
All right. Problem fixed. Okay. New guy.
Yeah, here we go.
ID, please. Well, looking good.
McLovin. Really? McLovin? There you go. So what you're basically doing is posing as people, characters in movies to get across the border. And again, that's a driver's license, not a passport.
Let's get some beers and get this party started before we go to Cabo. I like to pre-drink before I get to El Aeropuerto.
There you go. Add a little, what is this point?
Me, McLovin, and Mr. Bourne are on our way coach class to Cabo San Lucas via three flights.
I don't think this is going to work. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think it's going to be a great time. Oh! Little Pitbull! Hola. All right, let's get another ID printed up. Just something for me.
Can't you just use your ID, Randy?
I use my passport to use filters for my joints.
There we go. Yeah, still there. It's not going away.
Fireball! Si, donde está el prostitutas?
They're actually called putana.
Putana! Got my ID all ready to go, Gene.
Okay. One problem with that. Again.
Yo soy Happy Traveler.
So your name is Happy Traveler, and you wrote the word example in Spanish on your passport. And you have a picture of an old fucking Mexican dude, and you're saying he's a U.S. national. Is that correct?
Well, I think if I have government ID, they're less likely to go through my bags.
Also, what's the expiration date on it? It's in the lower left.
November 21 something.
Okay. It might not expire until... I apologize.
Good to go.
That's called the ball. I'm sure you're fine then.
Fireball!
All right, well, Happy Traveler. Let me say this. Happy Traveler, Jason Bourne and McLovin. I hope you three really enjoy your spring break. I mean, obviously.
Guys, swimsuits. Let's get them together. All right, I got to find what we got to get for swimsuits.
Let's
see. Order them on Amazon, ship them right to the hotel. It's easier than flying with them.
Oh,
takes
sure.
up the coke room.
Sure.
Some sandals, flip-flops, stuff like that. We are going to tear shit up down there,
Understood.
Gene. Wish you could be there.
Now, when you do get arrested for impersonating movie characters, where exactly do you need me to come pick you guys up?
Guy. So excited.
I can see the reflection there. What are you doing now?
Getting our swimsuits already.
Oh, I want to see this.
You got to have beach wear.
Well, I would think you just... What are the kids wearing these days? I think you show up in, like, board shorts. Like,
well, here's what I wore last year.
All right, let's see.
And I think I had a great time. I mean, I was a bit leaner last year before I put on the baby weight.
Right. Get a baby?
Here was my go-to. And love it. Love it. Great time down there. Was really able to show off my goods, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm afraid to find out what you're saying, but sure, let's go. All right, that, I don't know what that is, but that is, there's no, I keep looking at it. There's, all right, look.
Feels like there should be another piece, right?
Feels like there should be a lot more pieces.
That's Cabo, man. Now, you hang 10, that's what they say.
Let me ask you something.
I had 10 pubic hairs.
How does that stay on? I don't understand how that stays on.
Tape.
I mean, it's got to, how does the ass look? There's no way there's an ass picture in that.
I don't like to show my butt. I got a lot of cellulite.
How can you have any... Ah! Don't do that. Do it again.
It's mostly in my butt.
All
right, we got Garrett Skier, what he wore last year.
All right, hopefully this is a little more tasteful.
The ladies were going B-A-N-A-N-A-S
that means...
over his look.
All right, that's fine. Is that Jason Bourne again, by the way?
That's Garrett.
All right, I will tell you. After seeing what you wore, that's fine. That's like an upgrade. I feel a lot better about seeing that.
Yeah, the station gets us a cabana one day at Margaritaville, so that's what he wears in the cabana.
Now, let me ask you this, Randy. New guy showing up.
Oh, who's ready to jump around? Remember, wet t-shirt contest coming up. All you guys, get up here. It is a men's wet t-shirt contest.
Quick question.
We got new guys here.
Does he get hazed because he's the new guy? Do you do any hazing of him?
Oh, yeah. Here he is. New guy swim trunks.
There you go. So you make him get a tattoo and you fucking wax his ass?
That's correct.
Let me tell you. I think I want to hang out with the new guy.
That pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to fuck lots of men. That is true.
It's not the line.
Very exciting, Gene. We love to eat several Mexican foods while we're down here as well in Cabo San Lucas. We take in some of the great dishes that you can't get back home.
Such as?
There's so many great Mexican foods that we eat down here. Here was Garrett trying a beautiful Mexican dish called Sacatori the other day. Last time we were down here. Here he was having the Sakatori. Here's Garrett. He's Sakatori.
I swear to God, that's Jason Bourne again. Is it a Matt? Do you owe Matt Damon money, Randy? Is it possible you owe Matt Damon money?
And not you're at to, all. That's just Garrett eating with a local Mexican guy.
It looks like Dr. Ken, but it's not. It looks like the guy from The Hangover. Is it possible you owe, maybe you owe Matt Damon some money or back plugs or whatever, and you're just showing every possible scene of him you can?
Ixnay on the matinee.
Look how I cradle the balls of that skewer.
Yeah.
That's satay. I got you.
Hotel we're staying at is great, Gene. I got to show you some pictures of this lovely place. It is the Ryu All-Inclusive Motel 6.
Well, you spared no expense there, Randy.
No, continental breakfast and great time. Okay. Really close to the beach. It's just about a 35-minute drive.
What?
And we get down there.
You know, a lot
it's
of guys
a lovely
like
place.
A lot of guys like to wake up when they're on spring break or anytime on vacation near the beach, wake up and walk to it. So if you were to wake up and walk to it, how long would it take?
2.5, 4 hours.
4 hours. Now, is there a good chance the path isn't safe and you could be kidnapped and abducted by
extremely Matt? Dangerous. They tell you not to go anywhere, not in the shuttle.
Now,
here you can see the hotel. Just lovely. And a little swimming area out front.
Now, it looks like the parking lot is flooded. It also looks like it's in North Jersey. But hey, that's on me. Now you're saying the shuttle takes you on a 45-minute ride from the hotel, wherever that is, to the beach.
Yeah, well, you catch another bus after the shuttle drops you.
So where does the shuttle drop you off?
At the bus.
At the bus.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't seem
very... Well, it's a long day. We're up early, and you do it. You get it in there. We get to the beach. We get the whole setup.
Really, the Discovery
bad
Channel?
Bad touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
How did you know that? It seems to me like you're cutting a lot of quarters here, Randy.
It's a great trip.
Is it possible that you don't even need a passport because this place is on the Texas border and you have to take a shuttle to Cabo San Lucas? I don't think they have Motel 6s in Mexico.
Yeah, they do. They just call it Motel 6.
Well, that says 6, not 6.
What? It's a number. It looks the same. It's not a different language when you have a number.
Now, how many
picked up a new swimsuit for the hot tub out front of the Motel 6.
Now, I see what you did there. Now, let me ask you. You're on vacation, spring break, all the hotties. I looked directly at it. I didn't even... Okay, I can... All right.
I call this fish in a barrel.
I will make you fishers of men. Cast your nets. What is... it? That's what you should make... Is that the front of the new guy's outfit?
No, that's mine.
No, Randy. You have a very... Can I pay you a compliment, Randy?
Certainly.
You have a very defined helmet. Whoever circumcised you really was sharp with that blade. He was like a sculptor.
How do you say gracias?
Now, what are can we change the picture, please? Can we? I mean, I'm sure right now Flat Cat is loving it. So is Kristen. All the chick fans are enjoying. There you go. You know what? Less is more. Further away. It was great. How come you're not?
Spring break.
Go get a glass. Go get a cup.
The worst part is once or twice a week, the old boy gets hard down in the old netting. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a rainbow trout trying to escape a fishnet.
Now, let me ask you something, Randy. When you go, do you go in the water in that thing?
Hell yeah.
And when you come out, are there various seashells and stuff that get caught in? Because I would imagine it's
what's got a little stingray action?
Now... Did you ever, like, just come out and, like, maybe it shifted a little bit and the balls are just hanging out of the netting?
A little bit,
Come here, Ben. Yes, you are. Oh, why'd it take us this long to get the fucking tub thumping?
Spring break! Randy and the boys tearing shit up in Cabo San Lucas. Me likey Lucas.
Now, Randy, quick question.
I get knocked up, but I get down again. I'm never gonna get me up.
No. Randy, now when you're staying at this conveniently located hotel.
Let's get some doobage and some boozage out here.
Now, are there a lot of chicks that hang out at such a not so centrally located residence hotel there?
Yeah, I can show you pictures of last year of us partying with the locals and stuff like that.
I would love, Ben, would you like to see that?
Beautiful fucking time.
I'd love
time,
to see.
Bro. Beautiful fucking time.
Right, now.
The party was, how do you say in Mexico, muchos hearty.
You said much party.
We had a great time. We gave away a whole bunch of hats, Randy in the Morning stickers. Right. I brought two mugs with me. Gave them to the local children that are very poor.
Right.
And also gave them a pair of blue jeans.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so we have a picture of you partying with these hot college babes.
Totally.
Do you know what school they were from?
Yes. Public school unos dos.
All right, can I get a shot of that? Doesn't
Here's me and the guys last year.
That doesn't sound like... It doesn't sound like a college version. All right, can we zoom in on this a sec?
Sure.
Will...
I almost had sex with one of them.
All right, Dick.
One I tried to kiss, and she goes, no, I have a boyfriend.
How old would you say these girls are? Because
well, those
like,
are guys in the front. You can tell by just, the mustaches.
It just looks like you gave blankets and fake mustaches to a local high school. Is that possible?
What?
Is it possible you were doing liners for minors in whatever? Well, I'm going to say Cabo, but I have a feeling this is some suburb in southern Texas. Is it possible that, you know, really you were just trying to bang underage broads under the guise of spring break?
Mexico has different laws than America.
They don't look Mexican. They look like American chicks in sombreros. Randy, I've been to Mexico. Don't play the air horn to change the subject. Randy, I've been to Mexico, and it doesn't look like incredibly white, spoiled high school girls in sombreros. Zoom in again. And show me one woman in the... There's not even a black chick in this picture. There's not even a Mexican chick in this picture.
I know they were Mexican because they went to a high school called the Sandra Day O'Connor.
That's a school in 12221 area zip code. All right, can we zoom into the chick just over the I don't smoke, cut grass, I smoke it sign? All right, keep going. All right, find me one Spanish girl in that picture.
What about the girl that's covering her mouth and pretending her finger's a mustache?
No, she's not Spanish at all. She's, you know what she is? You know what she is?
Right.
15 at best is what she is. Maybe 60. Now, is it possible, I'll ask you one last time, Randy. Is it possible you just went to a high school in southern Texas, the closest one to your Motel 6? You showed up, you probably
Motel
told
Motel Sace, please.
You probably said you were with Jason Bourne, and some of them were dumb enough to fuck him thinking it was actually Jason Bourne. Is that possible?
I'm not... Look.
Stop playing the air horn! It doesn't change the subject!
There's no Randy in the morning. In a happy traveler may have gone there.
I forgot about that. That's on me. I forgot. So, did they...
Here's what happened. I got pictures of what happened after these girls threatened to call people.
Who would they threaten to call? Did you Google Guyana come at Jamestown? Is that what you Google, Garrett? You're pretty pleased with yourself?
What's that?
So you just
sometimes you don't want to play the radio game. You're going to find yourself not getting the radio fame.
Let me see if this is... So the radio game is fucking underage minors in Spanish paraphernalia. Is that the right word?
Leaners per meaners.
Fuck. What?
Leaners per meaners.
All right. Well, it seems like you had a great...
Oh, yeah. Spring break. Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic.
I will say this about the show so far. I think people are actually listening just for the tunes right now as well. I mean, the content's fantastic, but I'm loving the music.
One lonely beastie I be.
All right, Randy, so basically that's how you leave every spring break?
Yeah!
Now, a lot of times after spring break, what you have to clean up is red Solo cups and some people vomited and stuff. What you left behind you, I'm going to say, is about 160 dead bodies. 160 dead bodies. Now, that seems like a different kind of cleanup for me, Randy. Randy, you okay? He's not going to make it through this one. Randy!
See.
Okay. Now, it seems like that's a different kind of cleanup.
Sometimes you just got to leave a mess behind us at a silo.
Understood. Now, did these children, I mean these 18-year-olds, did they sign consent forms and everything with their parents? They don't come looking for
different
them?
Country. Different country. No esta consento formo.
All right. And that is that's the campground site where you had all the stuff?
Yeah, I can show you some more close-up photos of what happened. I mean, we party hard.
Yeah, obviously.
We leave a mess behind. I'm not going to lie. You remember Motley Crue?
A mess of dead people.
Yeah, we party hard. So
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm loving the soundtrack today.
Thank you, man.
How
old
are you, Ben? Oh, you're... God, forgive me. You're very young. Then again, I think I'm young. That's not my problem. That's my beautiful delusion. Like,
here's someone that
I'm
didn't
like,
want to party.
Gee,
little bit
50.
Of I'm Randy sorry. In the morning hazing, if you will.
Let's see, Randy. What the fuck is that, Randy? What the fuck? It looks. Can I guess what that is, Randy? Do you set people on fire when they die? Do you see him? He's not gonna make it. Randy, do you set people on fire when they die at your spring break parties? Cause it looks like he disintegrated. What is that?
He partied a little too hard, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
Set on fire.
I don't know this one. Jump for my love? Don't help me. What is this, Ben?
This is a little Eddie Murphy party all the time.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I mean, this was gay bait. This was gay bait, and I didn't get it.
When
Thank
this guy
God.
Was on fire, we yelled, go, Hellboy, go, Hellboy, go.
Hey, can I ask you something? Why, after the cleanup, did you leave the dustpan there? Like his little dead man snow angel is holding it. Why would you do that?
The problem was his head got on some of the tiles in the kitchen.
I think that's the bathroom.
Motel Says takes a deposit, and we tried to get rid of the mess.
My guess is actually that's the bathroom, because I don't think your Motel 6 has a kitchenette in it.
It does have a kitchenette.
All right. So that's one of the revelers at the Randy in the Morning Cabo spring break.
True that.
Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Got any other shots of your festivities?
We had a hell of a time, man, but I gotta tell you, the main reason that we're down here is to help out the kids and give them a possibility of futures.
That's not even really a sentence, but go on. Give them the possibility of futures?
Yeah.
Until the end of time, there will always be a future, there will always be a past. Because unless you read Sid Hartha's...
This guy came to the party and tried to take his daughter home a little too early.
I don't want to see this. I'm dying to see this.
We said we're partying. Why don't you just mind your own business?
Right, so let's see.
I'll show you. Good guy. His name was Pedro.
Of course.
He's a huge fan of WROK.
He spilled his hurricane.
Like I think I'm ready for it. Like I've been doing this a while, and I'm usually ready for stuff. Now, Randy, can I ask you? This seems to me like the guy came to take his daughter home, and you just shot him and left the gun there to set an example. Is that?
I don't. Came to take his daughter home. It was getting late. It was how do you say El Diaz, o'clock.
God.
And he came and he wanted to take his daughter Stephanie home.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Grigioni?
Kidding.
No, just Stephanie. Just Stephanie. Name.
I didn't realize the blood of Mexicans was so fucking red. Like, if I bleed, it's very maroon. Believe me, I've bled a lot. I've done a lot of drinking mishaps. Fell through a glass table once. Just went to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
You okay there?
And here's the thing. I will say this. The guy's overdressed for spring break. He's wearing a sweatshirt, jeans, and is he wearing mittens, Randy? Why is he wearing mittens? It's almost like he was doing something illegal, didn't want to leave prints. Like, I don't know, maybe dropping off cocaine for you.
Hey, maybe a little less talk, a little more having fun. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's almost like the guy
spring break!
It's almost like the guy was delivering cocaine to you for your party. And you wanted nothing to do with paying him, so you just executed him and left his gun there as an example.
I'm gonna show you what happens after we party at the Motel Seis, how El Toileta.
He commits to the bit, Ben. It's the Motel Seis. Hey, buddy.
Man, what a good time. I wish we had some brews or something. We could be popping some brews, you know, drinking some beers
now,
while we did this.
And let me ask you this, Randy.
Best part of this is I got to FaceTime the wife. But I'm going to show you. Hey, you know some guys blow up the bathroom.
Sure.
You do not want to see what Garrett and new guy did to the place this morning.
I'm actually a bit... There you go. Oh, my God. That looks like a gas station bathroom. Is it possible that the place you're staying is so shitty, Randy, that the bathroom is actually at the gas station across the street?
I told you not to drink the water, man.
Oh, that looks so...
Oh. El Revenge de Montezuma.
Is it possible, Randy, that you don't even have a bathroom in your room and people use the 7-Eleven, excuse me, the Quick Check gas station across the street? Oh, sorry, Ben, across...
It's possible.
Because it really does not look... I can't imagine anyone... And what is that on the left of the toilet? It looks like...
Slurpee cup.
How about the other
baby
side?
Baby diapers.
Yeah.
Maxi pads. A lot of poo. People stop caring in the middle of the night and just kind of shit on the area around the toilet.
I got to tell you, if I have that much distance on my shit, I'd work at a carnival.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
The seat looks like it needs a wipe down.
No, they should just seal that room.
I put toilet paper on it before I sit.
Yeah, I would.
I don't want to catch anything.
It looks. And why is there a sock on the top of the toilet?
I was trying to clean up.
With a
Ooh,
sock.
It's a jammy for your whammy.
I'm kind of enjoying the spring break episode. Ben's like, it's excellent. Where's your wife? Why doesn't your wife want to hang out? No. Oh, she's doing culture.
Little Motley Crue as we show you a picture of where I poo.
By the way,
Motley Crue. Yeah, we met some local kids,
you know what I thought
too.
I thought this was a Why Can't This Be Love from the beginning riff. I'm not good.
I get high on speed.
Oh, break out, can't stop my heart.
Great interview. Great guy. Sammy Hagar was on Stern this week. He's 72. He looks fucking better than us. He's fucking good. All right, Randy, you still there? Of course you are. Randy, now, does the new guy have to clean up the dead bodies? Is that part of his hazing?
Yeah, there was some issues last time. We had a problem with a kid last year.
What do you mean?
The motel owner's kid came down and told us to shut up.
Can I stop you 1 second? You just said you had a problem with a kid last year, yet 4 minutes ago you showed me 160 dead children. So when you say a kid... What is a problem with a kid that doesn't fall under the you leaving a mass suicide scene?
Well, we don't want to kill this kid, so we hired a local, what do you call him, a badass. And
sure.
He took care of our issue for us.
I
so
believe
here
they're
he
called
is. His name's Steve.
Is that child beating someone with a bat?
Yeah, with barbed wire on it.
I didn't even see that. We had a guest on Tuesday.
They start him younger in Mexico.
That's like a sex toy, according to our Tuesday guest. Or maybe it was Monday. It's all blur. It's all a fucking Jameson-induced blur. All right, so that kid, that's the problem kid?
No, he was a great kid. The kid on the ground's the problem kid.
Oh, okay. Now, once again,
The other guy we paid in coke.
You paid an 8-year-old in coke?
Correct.
That doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, let him use the bathroom, too.
And can I ask you another thing? Why are all these children, if you're in Mexico, so goddamn white? Racist Teddy, that's Ben.
What was the
Ben
question, Gene?
Canadian Ben, racist Teddy. Hey, thank you. Thank you for hitting a home run there to get
You're
us
right.
away from you.
You're right. That kid did attract some bad attention and could be traced back to us. Here's an updated photo of him.
Okay. Thank you. I would rather take it off. Take it off. Can we just show someone that it's going to
Kick some ass.
All right, I get it.
Hey, Gino.
We cut that kid in half.
Whoa, yeah. Cut that kid in half because he never tells. Oh, yeah, lady. There he is, Gene. Well, we're excited for spring break.
Cannot wait. That's great.
Then I got to get home on Friday and build a playground for
the kid. You doing that Friday?
Yeah, well, I got to get back in time and build a playground for the kid. You can only party so much.
Right, you gotta draw the line, and plus it all winds down. Then you get the tourist crowd on Friday. You don't want that.
No, we want to get out of there before the tourists get down.
Thank you for switching to Van Halen because I brought it up. You didn't have to do that. No, you didn't have to do that. You can play whatever your playlist. I'm gonna listen to this because I listen to our show and laugh like an eighth grader. Oh, this is a great soundtrack. Dude, I will tell. I've said this before. I don't like watching my football videos. I have fun with them. I don't like watching my stand-up sets. But I will watch this show, and I'll be looking at it like it's two other people going like, these guys are so stupid, and I'll laugh like a moron. Oh, I was watching Me and Berg Tuesday when he's talking about hitting his wife. I'm like dying. Hey, Randy, you still there? I'm sorry, I was talking to the kids in this. You still there, buddy? Oh, he's not. All right, I'll drink. Chin down.
Gene, shit's going pretty well, man.
Well, you've earned it, Randy.
It's almost boating season. Yeah, I got to get out of here. Me and the kids, we got to get back to the hotel, if you will.
Well, happy trails, happy traveler.
Yeah, I got to be about 4 hours to get home from the beach.
And Jason Bourne, everyone.
Yeah. Happy traveler.
Happy traveler, McLovin and Jason Bourne.
Hey, Gino. Standards and practices.
What was I watching? Oh, I was watching an episode of Columbo the other day, and the guy goes, the people in standards and practices.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind. I lost my mind. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Just wanted to make sure you got your merch check.
I didn't get that check either.
We're waiting on it.
Didn't get the merch check.
It's coming.
Really?
Talk to KTC today, get our merch check. You excited for the fully paid spring break?
Maybe it's just me. I think you're in for... Did you get your check for spring break? Excuse me, for the spring break week off?
Well, yeah, I got the check and I got the flight. Like the flight for the vacation.
The voucher.
Cruise.
The voucher?
Yeah, we're all going on a cruise, I thought. Norwegian Cruise Line.
No. Yeah, I didn't get that. I have a voucher for the whites-only smoking section on Pan Am, but I don't think it's real. I think the guys, I think you guys just took a shitload from Legit News Guy and thought they were actual vouchers you could use.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to patch you through to New Guy, who's going to patch you through to Garrett, who's going to patch you through to a correspondent. And then
all right,
we'll
so we have 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes, guys. This will be fine. All right.
Hey, what's up, Gina?
Would you please tell Berg he's on right now?
Well, he's not here. He's busy.
I'm looking right at you both. And by the way, should I call you new guy or McLovin? I saw your passport. You excited about spring break?
No, I hate spring break.
But you're
spring
going to Cabo.
Sucks.
You're going to whatever Hotel Sace in Cabo.
Yeah.
With Randy and
Did you see my underwear that I'm going to wear on the beach?
Very excited about.
Me too.
I'm kind of distracted by Russell says we crossed the line. Should we take this call? Before you patch me through, can I take this call?
I guess if you want, yeah.
Well, it's your call, new guy.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, new guy's got the ball. Me and Aaron take a back seat when new guy has the ball. All right, Russell, you're in hot water with Gino and McLovin.
Gino, I feel like you're the voice of reason here. You guys crossed the line. Come on, you can't show. Look, the dick pics, I can close my screen at work when I'm watching. I'll accept it, but the kids cut in half, that's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Let's take next week and reflect on the things you put on the screen.
Okay.
And think about the people watching. I'm at work, and the dick pics, okay. I can close the screen, but the dead bodies, those images don't get out of my head, okay?
I looked at it too, Russell. How do you think I feel? I don't know what those guys in the booth are doing. They're bullies, Russell.
Dude, egg wash, love it.
Egg watch,
I'll
love
take
it.
Egg
sounds
watch.
Like someone
egg
who never went on spring break before.
Yeah, Russell, what are you doing for our spring break? What are you doing?
Dude, I am going to be just getting some work done for once, so thank you for going on spring break. I appreciate it.
No, Russell, we are going to miss people like you. I mean, look, here's what you do, Russell. You should take the week off, head down to Cabo San Lucas, and I'm going to be honest, it's some border town in Texas. Just find the shittiest Motel 6 you can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you get to bang some, like, high school girls with sombreros, and you get to slice a Mexican kid in half. Who doesn't want to do that?
And a week of Coke shits. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to.
And a week of Coke shits. We have the
thank
best.
Thank you.
Russell,
you
are fantastic. If you're
enjoy
on Twitter,
your break, boys.
Look, I got
up,
a new wave
keep
of mugs coming in, Russell. If you're on Twitter, DM me. I'll get you one. You're the best, okay?
Yeah, DM. See you, baby. Enjoy. Have a great spring break. You well deserved your hour of work a day. Well deserved. Later, boys.
Okay, I used to say we're not even funnier than Garrett. We're not even funnier than our fucking callers. Are we still patching through? Well, should we take Paul? We might as well take Paul, and then we'll... Should we take one more call?
Paul from Boston. Go, Leafs, go.
Paul, you're in hot water with Gino and the number one Leafs fan in the world, Aaron Berg. Talk to me, Goose.
Fuck the Leafs. First of all, Gino, do I look like a 15-year-old quadriplegic girl in a wheelchair with the voice of a squeaky toy?
No.
And why are you trying to fuck me on the mug? You just offered that father one. I still have never received mine.
Let me tell you guys what I'm doing on spring break. I'm ordering a lot more mugs than I usually do, and I'm sending them out to Paul. I'm sending them out to Flo. I promise. Look at me. Look at me. Do I look like some kind of shady guy named Opie, even though I'm called that, that says a lot of shit but has no talent or follow through? Then why am I trying to fuck you, fans? All right, look. Paul, you will get your mug. What are you doing for spring break?
Nothing. We're selling Fords.
We're selling Fords?
We don't get spring break in the car business. That's what your Nissan got.
You're in the car business? Have I got a guy for you? I got a guy. He can sell cars. He can write books. He can watch your pit bulls. I could send a guy named my buddy Ori up there, and he will move fucking cars for you, buddy.
Dude, I will hire Ori or legit Nissan guy and turn him into legit Ford guy so fucking fast it'll make your head spin.
Don't let legit Nissan guy hear that. We just fucking got the guy back, man.
No, come on down to Boston, baby. Sell some Fords.
Now, all kidding aside, before we let you go, side bet, you and Berg, you got to have a side bet. You got to. Leafs Boston, you got to have a side bet. Aaron?
I'm down. Me and Kevin did. What do
all
you
right,
think, Berg?
All right, Paul, I will, if Boston wins, I'll give you... no charge, a In Hot Water limited edition hat. If the Leafs win,
and you have to send him, you have to send him Mr. Manners. I'm sorry, you have to send him one of them.
Okay, and I'll send you a book. But if the Leafs win,
the second one. Say,
I want
the one.
In
already,
1 year,
I already got Mr. Manners.
What?
Good.
What'd you
I
say?
Already have Mr. Manners, so send me the second book.
Okay, I'll send you the second book and a hat. If
perfect.
If the Leafs win, I want a good deal on a Ford F-150.
That's legit. He really does want that.
That could be done.
All right.
And
or,
you have to get
something smaller. You got a small. You got a mid-sized truck.
What's that?
You got a mid-sized truck.
Like a Ranger.
What is this?
Yeah, a Ranger might be okay.
What is this?
All right.
That's a absolutely. Oh, but my original point for calling was I just wanted to disagree with Russell.
Yeah.
I'm at work, and I thought the dead kid was the funniest part of the show. I spit my fucking coffee on my computer, dude.
I don't
Holy shit, was that funny.
I think Russell was just a fan that was just, he was just trying to say it's too much for him.
I think sometimes when you show the reality of what happens in Mexico, it's not for everybody.
Yep.
I don't,
yep,
I'm gonna be honest. Aaron, I'm going to be honest. I don't even think Randy was in Mexico.
Paul, I'm going to be watching the game. Don't talk too much smack to me because I'm going to be watching with my daughter for the first 2 hours. But after that, I'll get into smack talking. And then I really fucking hope Kadri doesn't take a dumb Muslim penalty.
I hope he fucking blows himself up.
I hope
up
Chara fucking
shift.
Blows his knee out.
I hope Kadri just a Luwak
I hope fucking Marshawn gets outed as the fag he is.
I love hockey.
Fucking dumb.
Fucking
Marcy.
Hope Chara gets his fucking legs cut off and then becomes a normal height person.
That's just mean. You know, he's from the Enchanted Forest, Aaron.
Yeah. I hope Chara does well playing for the Celtics next year.
Yeah, they do need a tall white guy.
All right. We love you, brother. We'll talk to you in a bit. I got to get through to this correspondent.
What's
we'll
up?
Be, yeah, absolutely. We'll be chirping all week, Berg. I'll try not to go too hot on you.
All right.
I'll get you that mug, Paulie. I promise. You're the fucking best, pal. All right, back to the patch.
I'm patching you through the new guy. He's going to patch you through to Garrett. Then we got O'Rourke is in today.
Oh, we got to get Mikey O'Rourke in. You're right. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, I'm doing all what he just said.
No, I got bets on the Masters. Me and
Here's
Where's the camera?
Here's Garrett. He's over there.
I took Finau at 40-1. I took Crawford as the longest long shot. Hey, Ben, that's our buddy Ben from Nova Scotia. What are we doing? Why are you patching me through to the fucking... No! Patch me... I don't even know what you were patching. I can't even remember. I can't even... My brain is... What's that? You will help. Yes, you will. I don't even... No! You're patching me through to Garrett itching his balls in a fish t-shirt. I'm done. I'm out. I'd rather. Oh, God. Garrett. Garrett, what the? Garrett, did you lose a suppository? What the fuck is? Oh, that's it.
Sting.
I'm just looking at Nutwatch.
Yo, Gino B, what's going on?
What are you doing? What are you guys doing in there?
A show.
What are you patching me through to? I don't even remember.
Did you see that guy on the couch?
Yeah, I've been in the room with him the whole time. While you guys are there making up fake passports, I'm hanging out and having a beverage with one of our fans. Ben is his name. Hold on one sec. Is it Ben?
What do you
want? Goddamn right it's Ben.
What do you want?
What are you watching?
I don't know. Patch me back to new guy. I got to ask him. Patch me back. All you did was make a hand.
New,
what were we? Berg, put your hands on, put both hands on the table, Berg. Okay, just for 1 minute. New guy, what were you patching me through to? We got two calls and I got distracted.
You tell me.
No. That's not how it works. You tell me. I don't even know.
I work for you, Gino.
All right, patch me back to standards and practices a second.
Okay, hold on.
We got time.
Hold on.
I don't know why.
It's coming.
I don't know why. Randy in the morning, every time he hits the air horn, it's funny. No. That's not standards and practices. That's fucking Ben from Nova Scotia.
Hello, how's it going, everybody? I'm here for standards and practices.
Let me ask you this.
If you think your workplace is not a good place...
O'Rourke, you want to sit in my chair?
You should let someone know I'm from Canada. We have socialized medicine and our prime minister likes to have sex with men.
Okay, why are you speaking...
There's two blacks in my town. One of them is a halfy.
He did say
that. The other
that
one halfy. Was a dad that played on a lacrosse team and never left. Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Good, I got to patch you through. We got Skype coming in.
Where's
right
Allie?
Now.
Where's Allie?
Who?
I'm looking for Allie. She's not in her chair.
Out of office.
Oh, she's out of the office. Okay, yeah. Okay. I follow her on Twitter. All right, fantastic. She's hilarious. I follow her on Twitter.
I'm going to Skype you through.
Skype me through.
My back looks pretty good. I trained it yesterday.
Did you do lats? I do lats and trats on Tuesdays. Ah, there you go. Ori O'Connor, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's up, Gene?
All good things, buddy. You excited for spring break?
I would be, but it means business is going to be slow.
So when you say business, business, I thought you were in the military. I thought you were a staff sergeant.
Honorable discharge.
In 24 hours.
Correct.
Okay, because yesterday at this time I'm talking to you and you're leading a platoon, you're marching through, looked like a state park, I'm not going to lie to you. And you're doing all that, and now, can you elaborate on what led to said dishonorable discharge?
Injury.
Injury?
Yeah.
Go on.
Apparently vitiligo counts as a disease and I can't go to war.
Why? I would think you'd be perfect camouflage if there's a muddy day in
Crete. They didn't know which country
Crete.
To send me to because my face.
Okay, understood. All right, well, so bad
They said I was more Iraq up top, more Afghanistan in the middle.
Garrett seems to agree. All right, so my question...
Anyways, good news. I was on my way back, and I stopped in Plattsburgh, PA.
So I got to be honest with you. If last I spoke with you, you were in Delaware, right? You were at Dover Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Plattsburgh is not on the way back to New York. All you do is jump on I-95, straight shot. Straight shot. You take Route 1, 95 North. You take the GW. You're here at the studio. You, for some reason, went hard left. I'm guessing, if I had to guess, I'm thinking you took Lancaster Pike, Route 30, fucking jumped on friggin' 76 West. Boom, you're in Plattsburgh.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, good news and bad news.
What? Stop. What's the good news?
Good news is you're in a new apartment.
I am.
And you probably need furniture.
Well, what's the bad news, Ori?
Bad news is these prices are damaged. That's right. The bad news for these prices are they're going way down. It's Ori's Discount Furniture. Our quality is black and white. Unlike our competitors, I won't try to fuck your wife.
I need you to try and say it with a straight face, Ori.
That's a saying for me. Come on in and spot the savings.
Black lights included.
Gino, you like having guests over? You have a cat?
I do.
Look at this fake cat.
I'm sitting
on the couch.
I do.
This is a couch that also pulls out into a really cheap, horrible bed.
That looks like Six the Cat from the Boozy Boxing promo.
That's correct. This is an Oreo-pedic couch. You know Tempur-Pedic?
I do.
Was stolen by Bob-O-Pedic and then stolen by me, Oreo-Pedic.
Now, let me ask you this. What's the difference between a Bob-O-Pedic, Tempur-Pedic? What makes the Oreo-Pedic an Oreo-Pedic? What makes it stand out? What gives it that name?
This is the only one that's been touched by black and white hands.
Okay. And is it no coincidence that you have spotted pillows on the couch?
It's our spring break special. You got to come in for spring break, and you're going to love what Ori's giving you. I'm not Ori about these prices.
Ori. I would say Ori, not Ori. Could it be Ori, not Ori?
What?
Nothing. Keep going. The reason we get our furniture to you so cheaply is because
it's damaged. And I'm not talking about prices. I'm talking about most of it has been lit on fire or survived a flood.
Okay, so it looks like spotted with burns and stuff.
We cover it through insurance. Here's my big shop. Look how big it is, Gino. You see the size of this in Plattsburgh, PA, and you go, I couldn't get furniture like this in New York City.
No.
How big is this place? It is so big. Let me show you this great couch that I could get to you for less than $199 today.
Oh, just show me the email to Garrett with the time slot. Okay, go on.
I don't want to show you that.
I'm sorry.
Here is a lovely love seat made of leather, and you're going to get it for next to nada.
All right, now, Ori, it just looks like you set a couch on fire and you're standing in front of it.
That's how we claim insurance. Okay.
Now, also, it looks like you're on the body of a small child right there.
What?
It looks like you're an 8-year-old boy who's about to be cut in half, but that's a different bit. You just look like a tiny child in front of a chair.
Fireball! Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum.
We really were never going to cover any of these stories.
We are burning prices.
Got it. Got it, Ori.
Six should be careful.
What's that?
Six playing with that fire.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's a resilient little gal. She lived 5 days alone without anyone, so she'll be good.
Gino, can you spot the savings?
I'm looking right at it. Quick question.
Why are my boots so big?
Why?
I don't know. Look how big my boots are.
I don't see your boots.
They're massive.
Yeah. It looks like an 8-year-old boy. It really does.
My jeans are tight.
Yeah, they're tight fitting. All right, well, Ori.
All right, I gotta go. It's getting busy in here. I think I saw a customer drive by going to the Wendy's.
Well, spring break, so a lot of people are gonna have the weekend off, and people like me.
I'm gonna be chilling. You know what I'm gonna do? Get out there and play some sports.
And rape, yeah. Wait, what do you mean sports?
I like getting out playing sports during spring break.
Such as?
Indian baseball?
That's not a thing.
Oh, yeah? Look at this. Joined a league.
I don't want to see it. Okay.
I'm in a league.
Where's it? I thought you were showing me a picture of Indian baseball.
Yeah. I'm in a league. Indian baseball.
That looks like cricket, Ori.
Indian baseball.
No. Indian that's golf. If you Google Indian baseball, you will get like a Cleveland Indian logo. Chief Wahoo, they've been disconnected. All right, look, Ori, it's 5 of 10. I'm going to bring my guest in, all right?
I slide on my elbows.
We got 15. We'll go well into stoppage time. It's spring break.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. Have a great spring break.
I just got the elbow thing. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I slide on my elbows.
Did everyone notice it's got the vitiligo on the elbows?
Fireball. Enjoy your spring break, Mean Gene.
You too, Randy. Randy, when spring break is over, you're back here in New York. Understood? I don't want...
I'm Ori.
Yeah, what did I say? I said Randy.
Yeah.
You know it's Thursday.
Quit mailing it in. I'm doing my damnedest over here with these guys.
Put that stamp on.
Me and Michael Bourne and McLovin are tearing shit up.
Guys are killing it. Yeah,
guest is absolutely hilarious. Runs a Monday night show in Astoria. It's goddamn fun. It's a goddamn great time. Please welcome Michael O'Rourke, everybody.
Michael O'Rourke, everyone.
I also promised him you could get drunk with him. He loves drinking in the morning.
Oh, do you really? Did you get some whiskey out there?
Got a little bit of whiskey.
No, you can't have enough whiskey. Yeah, see if there's another bottle out there. Michael O'Rourke, thank you for it's spring break coming up for us here, so we're kind of on.
I've had a couple spring breaks myself.
Yeah, forgive us if that we still have that chair set to Asian Midget from the other day. It was a good show. It was a good little show. But don't put it down that. If you want to be that low, you're good, buddy.
I don't know.
So where are you from originally, Mikey O'Rourke?
Bronx.
Oh, you're from the Bronx. Yeah. Okay, see, that's fantastic stuff. And you run a show right there?
I run a show in Astoria, Queens, Monday nights.
And that is called?
Comedy Mondays at Irish Whiskey Bar.
See, now that's a fantastic, an Irish Whiskey Bar comedy night. I got to stop by there sometime.
You should definitely come.
I will definitely swing by. That's wonderful. Did we lose him? All right, fantastic stuff. Now, how long you been doing, how long you been doing that Irish Whiskey Bar gig?
Right now, about like 6 months.
Yeah.
I used to run a show there a couple years ago, then I stopped for construction work and stuff. Got back into producing the show again, but it's nice, you know.
Now, is he close enough to the mic we can hear him fine? Yeah, you're fine. No, don't change a thing. You're very comfortable. I love it. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure. So that's great. Now, how long are you from New York originally? That's our buddy Ben from Nova Scotia.
Ben, yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
What's that?
From the Bronx?
So you're born and raised here in the Bronx.
Yeah, real neat.
See, with a name like Michael O'Rourke and that look, I really thought you'd come in with some heavy fucking accent and shit and start throwing that stuff at us.
For fuck's sakes, maybe I'm just being fine, Gino. I'd be fucking talking shit all morning.
Do you do any of that? Do you do any acting, any voiceover?
Once in a while, but like in comedy, it comes and goes.
Right.
It's nice to know you can do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Well, I, for you, yeah. I play one character. That's it. Every commercial I've ever gotten, wacky sports guy, dude that they knew from the start. So that's fantastic stuff. Now, how long you been doing the whole comedy thing?
About like 10, 11 years.
Okay, but you said you do construction sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're the guy on the construction site. Like, Artie did that. Artie was like a fucking dock worker and shit.
Yeah.
But your nose is completely intact. God bless you. Thank you, Ben. So is that what you're just hanging out like with your friends and you're always busting balls like you should do stand up or how do you make that?
I was already doing it when I got into construction.
Oh, okay.
And usually they're telling so many jokes. Anyway, if you say that you're a comedian, like, this guy's a comedian when he puts his tools on and then
go
back to jokes as usual, you know?
Well, I find like because I've done stuff like I bartended and I used to freaking work construction way back in college.
Yeah.
But I always find like the funniest guys don't do stand up. They're just the ball busting guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're too busy living their lives.
I have more fun laughing with them sometimes than at the clubs after after like work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like you see five guys go up and they're just not really hitting it. And then you go to work and at coffee, you're dying laughing over like Phil and Bob and all that stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah. Please, there's a comedian, Bob Levy. He's a regular here on that. But he's always said, I have a brother, and my brother Peter. He's like, he's the funny Visconti. Like, my brother is fucking hysterical.
Yeah, my sister, too.
Yeah. Oh, you don't got to tell me about your sister, Mikey, huh?
I knew that was going to come up, right?
Yeah. What did I imply? Just she's kidding. A hooah.
Mom and Dad, are you listening?
Ah, get the O'Rourkes to come to the show.
Yeah.
Just ignore him. He's just, hey, buddy. Hey, boo.
That's here.
So how long has the Irish Whiskey Bar gig been going?
About 5 months. We started around 9:30. We go till like 11 o'clock at night, maybe 12.
But that's nice. 5 months, you get a little footing there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know.
Like, there's no rhyme or reason to how these shows work. Like you'll do a show and, like, it'll catch on or it'll be dead in a month. But
yeah, or five nights in a row, you have, like, kick-ass shit, and then one night you come in and it's two old Irish guys watching a football game.
And you're like, what did we do wrong? What happened?
Like, we'll get them.
Yeah.
It's rent this month or something, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, that's fantastic stuff. Now, you got it coming up this Monday.
Yeah.
Who's on this Monday?
I don't know. Maybe if you're free, you could come by, but
I'm on spring break. I might be.
Oh, that's right.
I just feel like I'm zoomed in more on that screen than this one. Yeah, I got spring break. I might come by. I think it's pretty wide open. It's pretty wide. Let me check my cancel all my seller spots.
Yeah, there you go.
Done.
See, done. That's
done. That
happens.
Was easy enough. What do you got? So it's not me, Garrett. Like I look huge on that thing. Hold on. I don't know. Maybe I just have a big head. They say if you have a big head, you should host a game show. You ever heard that?
It's like a face for radio.
Yeah. I've got a head for game shows. Like Wink Martindale had a huge fucking head. Alex Trebek has a huge head. And I think, what is it, liver? Doesn't he have liver cancer or something? Oh, pancreas. He's got a huge pancreas.
Oh, shit.
He's fucking dying. Fucking dying dead. Did we lose Berg? I mean, did we lose Randy or Standards? And
just checking my DM. Some chick's trying to slide into him.
Talk to me. What's going on?
He's looking up skirts.
Yeah. This girl's trying to slide into my DM. She saw me at a show last night.
Go on.
I think she, I can't tell if she's married or not. I'm looking at her. There looks like there's no ring on her finger.
Who would fuck someone with a boyfriend? That's so wrong. Oh.
What?
Not that I'm thinking of something else. Thinking of something else.
That was quite the scoop.
definitely a girl that you would want to do sex with.
What's that?
It's definitely a girl you would want to do sex with.
And you would not, obviously, because you're married.
Huh?
Well, that made racist Teddy laugh.
What?
Can you give us a little? Can you give us a little just taste of what's going on with it, or would you rather not?
Hamilton picks you in or not?
All right. Okay. Can you? The one time you should be doing the patch me through shit with the guy so we could see it.
It's
he
in
just
here.
Holds
the
it up through the window.
It.
Whoa, it is hot.
Yeah.
Yo, new guy, patch me through to that picture.
It's hot.
You ever get laid at your shows? You got a girlfriend?
Not right now, but I've gotten laid at shows.
Gino, I'm patching you through. Take a look.
It looks like the back of his phone, new guy. Can
no,
he flip
right
it around?
Take a look at it.
flip it around.
Oh, no. I see it now. Yeah, thanks.
No. Gotta
it's
flip
a hot
it.
Lady.
We see the back. We see the back.
All right, if you're not gonna show us the picture, just tell us what the initial DM was that aroused your curiosity. By that, I mean dick. I can't see it. Damn it. What did she DM you?
Hi, I live in Russia. Do you want to talk?
No, she didn't write that.
What?
I know she didn't write that. Did she also say that she's in a mirror that worth millions of dollars and needs you to watch her fucking thing?
You know, I'd like to make a date with you.
Yeah.
Make a date.
So it's pretty exciting. It's good to know I have options.
The fact that you're not showing us anything for real makes me know that you're actually sending her replies. You know that, right?
What do you mean? I did. I said thank you. She said great show last night. And put 2 exclamation points on it. And then I said thank you. And then I put 3 exclamation points.
And then I changed my status from married to do not show. Is that weird?
No, I just edited out all the pictures of my wedding ring on all my photos.
No wonder you've been so busy. Have you done our boy Mikey show there in Astoria?
I did it a couple weeks ago, and it got me my fervor back. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's a Dragon's Den sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just because I'll be honest. I can't give you a better compliment than Bert came back. I was like, I got to do more bar shows. I got to do more gritty shows, because that really does.
Some comics, they come in, they walk in, they're like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to hang out tonight, Mike. And I'm like, oh, that's your choice.
That's
you know, the audience is here. And then other people crack that shit open and then have a good time.
Well, we always say that's why we're up here, like, to get the reps.
Oh, yeah,
like that,
to work this shit, you know what I mean?
It's a shame that some people, like, nowadays, they think comedy's like, well, you got to have the crowd all warmed up and dying to laugh. Why? That doesn't... Hey, how are you? Oh, how am I? How does he fucking do
What's
it?
What's the deal with
now,
that?
But that's why my act, that's why it is, because when I started, I was doing bars in Philly and Wilmington, Delaware. My buddy Randy lives there. And it's the same thing. It's like you're doing it in the middle of March during a Flyers fucking playoff game, and people are like, shut the fuck. So you
got to
wrangle their attention.
Now, I dated a girl years ago that actually you knew.
You did.
Because I think she, like, dated a guy that you lived with or something.
Wait, that I
you
lived
were a
with?
Roommate of the I guy have... she dated before me or something.
Right.
Her name was, like, Casey Bauer.
Oh, I know Casey Bauer.
Right?
She used to date my old...
That's a long time ago.
My
for me
roommate?
And his even longer, I'm sure,
Casey
yeah.
Like
you ever have a roommate like this? And this was back when I had, back when it was still coming together. I lived in Brooklyn. And I had a roommate that was... I used to shuttle people in. He was moving in from Delaware. It was, like,
he
one of
AIDS.
Those places where... Where you fucking...
The guy with AIDS that you lived with?
He might have AIDS, because he came home one day, he's like, I'm getting a new tattoo tomorrow. He's like, I'm getting a new tattoo tomorrow, and he said...
there we go. Thank
there you.
Go. Thank you.
Course, my friend.
Okay.
He's like, I'm getting a new tattoo, so you think he's going to come home with, like, a, you know, like a charger thing on his ankle? I'm kidding, I'm a faggot. He comes home, and he's like, I said, let me see the new tattoo. I'm not making this up. His name is Goose. He's a good dude. He dated Casey.
Yeah.
He goes, look. And he takes off his shirt. It's a fucking, it's a like a Tampa Bay Buccaneers type fucking boat. It's like a fucking old Clipper ship. It's his entire chest. It's like inked out. He's like, I'm going to, get it colored over the next couple months. It was his entire fucking chest.
Yeah.
It's fucking out there, man.
Yeah.
But Casey was a little hottie. Did you hit that?
Yeah, of course. We dated for a long time.
And then,
but she's like, I love Gino. He's great. Because I was doing comedy at the time and I bumped into you once or twice. But
right.
We didn't know each other.
I thought
she
lived in L.A. now.
She probably does. This is years ago for me as well. You know, she's a couple year old.
Yeah, but she was banging.
History.
She was banging Goose for a while.
Yeah, well, I think I beat
Who's
him
this,
out.
Who's this? Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Do you think people? No, but I won't be surprised if that's one of the passports that Garrett is using by the end of spring break. Hey.
Write that down, Garrett.
Remember, we were getting some arguments over, like, girl-guy stuff, right? And I'm not, like, super chauvinistic.
You look pretty laid back.
I'm pretty nice,
hey, Mike,
dude.
You know what they say. You never hit a woman until you do.
And we learned that on Monday. Yeah. Might have been Tuesday. Might have been Tuesday.
Man, it makes you feel like a man. All right, go on.
Did you text that to your little DM chick?
No.
Maybe you should. When did you guys end that then?
That's a long time ago. I just brought it up because you're here, so.
No, I think that's fantastic, but it's like,
she used to yell at me about certain things I'd say wrong, and then I saw his act against, like, how he is towards women. I'm like, wait, you were mad at me for saying this once? Yeah, and you're fucking Gino's best friend in the world? You know, like, he basically won every argument I had in that 1 second.
Let me play you this clip from Gino's Caroline's gig in 2005, his most recent YouTube.
Hey, Gene, it's almost spring break.
Thank you, Randy.
What are you doing? You going to O'Rourke show on Monday?
I will go by. I got nothing Monday.
Check
are we
it
doing
out, motherfuckers.
I'm waiting to hear, like, on a radio gig, but that's a morning. Yeah, I would love to, actually, because I don't think I'm going to L.A. I'm going to hold up till July because I suck. So, yeah, I'll do your show Monday.
That sounds great.
Good. I canceled all my seller spots.
I won't be back from Mexico by then, but we do have one more piece to play you out on, and you can discuss it with Mikey.
I'd love that. Did we get all your social medias? Look at that. Doers. Like, our fans bring
this
the
is very nice. Yeah. I should have brought. I don't know if I brought something you had stuff.
It is the rape. It is the rape. Haven't done it for a long time, but we're going to bring it back.
We'll get it.
The rape of the day.
Alright, we get
it!
Leopold.
Yeah,
rape of the day.
New guy really picked it up quickly. Melbourne woman charged with molesting a nursing home patient. By the way, remind me to return Congo. A Melbourne woman accused of sexually assaulting a man who was a patient at an assisted living facility.
Gino, hang on 1 sec. So, who raped this girl?
What's that?
Who raped this
woman?
No.
This girl was working in Melbourne, I believe. That's Australia.
Melbourne, Florida, I believe.
Florida today. Thank you very much. I just guessed it because if it has a U,
you almost made fake news, and you know what would have happened.
Don't even. We just got him back.
Don't even get it, kid.
A Melbourne, Florida
woman.
Thank you, Mr. O'Rourke.
Never happened in Melbourne.
Never. They do it to a kangaroo. Was accused of sexually assaulting a man who was a patient at an assisted living facility, and she was arrested on Monday. Police say her name is Guetti? How would you pronounce this? G-U-E-T-T-I.
You're saying a woman raped a man.
Yes.
That's impossible.
A 39-year-old woman. She was found naked in a patient's room at Brookshire Assisted Living Facility on Bulldog Boulevard. Sounds made up. But it was reported back in December.
Guys, can you find me a legit news guy? We're going to have to report that Gino made a fake
Do
story
not get legit news so guy. I can't. I do not ruin my spring break while I worry if legit news guy is dead
we
off.
We have to go to a break.
It's not going to go well. Belzer's co-workers notified police just before 5 a.m. December 13th that they couldn't find her for nearly 2 hours. When officers arrived, she was getting dressed in the patient's bathroom. Police said the patient was suffering from various medical ailments at the time. The man told officers Belzer, quote, sexually battered him and subsequently sexually abused him, and a sexual assault kit and DNA test confirmed that. Wow. How do you get a hard on fucking an 88-year-old dude more than once? I mean, at all. Did I say more than once? At all. She is charged with lewd and lascivious molestation of an elderly person and abuse of an elderly person. Let me try elderly one more time. It was unclear if she continued to work at the facility after the accusations. I would fucking hope not. Are you still DMing that girl?
Just mind your own business.
You can see what he's doing. He's got this look like he's getting away with something. You don't see the look. You can't see the look on his face, people. But he looks like he's getting away with something. It's adorable.
Gino, I'm tracking someone down. Tracking someone down.
Are you talking to me? You're not talking to me.
And this is going to be a shout out to Denzel and his daughter, Charlie, who watched the show overseas.
I keep thinking he's talking to us when he does that, but he's not.
Yeah, freaks.
So what's
out.
The...
I think they're in Australia or England or something, but this is a shout out for them. Anyways, I tracked down legit news guy. He wants to have a conversation with you real quick.
No, and...
Sorry, I got to do it.
putting you through to LNG.
Look at you remembering the... Legit news guy, what's going on with... I missed the
Gino, I've got my eyes for Denzel and his daughter, Charlie. They said they missed the eyes. She's a young girl. She goes, why don't they do the eyes anymore? So I said I'd put the eyes on once. I forgot last week, and now the eyes are on. What's this fake story you were sharing?
No one's doing a fake story.
I've got witty ears everywhere. I pay these dime store shoe shines for nothing?
Whoa. Shoe shines? What does that mean?
These shoe shines that are giving me the news.
No. So you're saying guys that shine your shoes?
Yes, okay. That's exactly it. That's how you get news. You go to the shoe shines, they tell you what's happening on the streets.
When you say shines, it just sounds really racist.
I think that's you making fun of moon crickets.
No, you didn't say that either.
Now, what did you say? You said Melbourne, Australia.
I accidentally...
This was Melbourne, Florida.
It is, but I accidentally...
Johnny? Fluid?
No, come on. Legit news guy.
New guy? Matches? The wooden ones, please?
No, give him the lighter. Give him the lighter that doesn't... All
right. It's for you, Gino.
No, legit news guy.
I hope your spring break is... Oh, Jesus Christ, this is getting warm.
Legit news guy, I just met... Legit news guy, no, we just got
with Rihanna. I'm burning up. Enjoy your week off. I think that next week Gino and I might stop by Jim and Sam. Jesus Christ, it's hot. Oh my God. Go check out O'Rourke's show.
What's your social media, O'Rourke?
Bronx Funny on Instagram.
That's it?
And Facebook, Michael O'Rourke.
Have a great spring break. I'm going to see if I can douse the flames that are fucking legit.
We love all of you. We're going to miss you. I'm going to yell at my wife because I'll miss doing the show. And remember, anal sex doesn't count if it's gay.
Are you DMing? That's the show. Morton is next. Have a great spring break, everyone. Thank you, Michael O'Rourke.